Good morning. Good to see everybody. Come on up. If you can see my maps, try to take a look at this. I brought some maps of the ancient world because today we're talking about the visit of the wise men. Maybe I need to stand up. We got guys down there too. We're going to talk today about the visit of the wise men, and they came from a very far, far away. They came, we think they came from a city named Babylon, way over here. And where was Jesus born? Who remembers? What town? Bethlehem. Bethlehem is near Jerusalem. So they went from Babylon all the way over here to Jerusalem. Now, who here knows how far it is from Babylon to Jerusalem? A lot more than that. A lot more. So one thing is you couldn't go straight across because that's all desert. They had to travel up here and then down. It was 800 miles. And how did they get there?
Camels.
They didn't drive in a car?
Because there weren't cars back
then. Oh, there weren't cars back then. You weren't very well. Why didn't they take an airplane?
They took an airplane.
There weren't airplanes either. So what did they take?
Camels.
Some of them were riding camels, and some of them would have walked. Now, here's something. You guys have probably heard this before. Some of the people say there were three wise men. There was probably 30 or 40 or 50. You always traveled in a big group, you see. Who here wants to walk 800 miles?
Nobody.
I'm pretty sure you're right. So what's funny is I was thinking about 800 miles. Do you know what else happens to be 800 miles? The distance from South Carolina to Connecticut. Everybody know? I moved here from Connecticut. That puts in context. So here's a map of the United States. We're in South Carolina. Who here wants to walk? If I say I want to visit my old town, who wants to walk from South Carolina to North Carolina to Virginia to Maryland to Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut? You guys in? You want to walk? Congregation, who wants to walk to Connecticut? If you take I-95, it's almost the exact same speed. Right? You all know it. So that's a long way to go. That's quite a trip, isn't it? To think about all the planning and the distance. It would have taken them about 50 days. Yeah, but so they did have horses, but mostly camels, right? Although they didn't have horses in the Middle East back then. Did they?
I
have to look back to my, you know, my team of consultants. They had camels and horses, but some were walking, so they traveled about 15 miles a day, 800 miles, 50 days. If we left for Connecticut today, we'd get there by late February. Does that sound good? That's a crazy trip. Why did they go that far to see Jesus, right? They had figured out that God had sent the Savior, and so they traveled 800 miles by camel on foot to worship Christ, right?
How many steps was that?
So if only they were wearing a Fitbit, we would know, right? But guess what? Somebody said they didn't have Fitbits back then either. Those were tough times. So at least they could play video games. No video games. Oh well, who knows what they were doing. They were just talking and visiting on the way to see the Lord. They were playing and dancing. Yeah, it was nice. They came to worship Jesus. That's what we want to celebrate, as the wise men found the Savior. All right, thanks guys for coming up. You can head back to your spots. Congregation.